There are summer camps for just about anything these days. Circus camp, space camp, cooking camp. In Northern California, there's a camp for kids who want to learn how to play and sing mariachi. And it's free. Ana Tintakulis of KQED recently spent a day at Mariachi Summer Camp in Santa Rosa and sent us this story.
13-year-old Jose Ramon Gonzalez Chavez says he usually spends summers lying on his bed at home or on his cell phone. But this year, he's at a middle school in Santa Rosa learning how to strum the guitarrón, that big bassy guitar that's a trademark of mariachi music.
The guitarrón is what holds the song in place. It's the bass. You play two strings or sometimes one string at a time. And that's the boom, boom, boom.
Jose is one of 50 kids here at Mariachi Camp. They range in age from 9 to 15. Over the past 3 weeks, they've learned to play five traditional ballads. Many of these kids come from Mexican families and have heard mariachi music at parties, but they've never picked up an instrument. Their parents can't afford it, or their schools just don't teach music. Jose Soto is the man behind Mariachi Camp. He's a college student and wanted to create a program where money didn't matter.
They don't have to pay anything. They don't have to have an instrument. They get to choose what they want to play.
He says all the instruments, the guitars, violins, and trumpets, have been donated, and several other musicians are pitching in to teach the kids in small groups.
I don't want them to be musicians, them all, but I want them to explore the world. Explore what's in the music, try one instrument. If they don't like it, just try another one and see if you can fit it in your life.
Soto is from Guadalajara. His father was a mariachi and even formed a family band featuring Soto and his brothers and sisters. But when they came to the U.S. 8 years ago, Soto couldn't find a program to help hone his talent. He hopes his camp will give kids the skills and the confidence to perform.
De colores se visten los campos en la primavera.
That's 9-year-old Uriti Guerrero singing one of the classics they're practicing today. De colores is a children's folk song about giving thanks for all the colors in the world. Her hair is pulled back in a tight ponytail with a bow on top. A small violin is tucked under her arm. She says she often sings in the shower or when her mom turns on the radio. But now, she says she finally gets to harmonize with other girls in Spanish.
There's more voices and it sounds beautiful that way. They sound good with the group.
Throughout the camp, Soto reminds the kids this music emerged from the ranches in the small towns of Mexico's colonial past. Many of the kids say they're happy to have a better understanding of their family's homeland. But for 13-year-old Rebecca Humphreys, the culture and the music are new.
It has a lot of like soul and spirit in it.
Rebecca is the only student here with no ties to Mexico. She came because she wanted to try her hand at the trumpet. But
it's just very hard to get sounds out of it.
So it was harder than you thought it was going to be.
A lot harder than I thought it would be.
So she switched to guitar and says either way, she enjoys how this music tells stories and how all the instruments come together. Rebecca and Uritzi joined the rest of the ensemble to rehearse for a performance. But first, time to try on their mariachi suits. Also donated by local bands.
It's tight, but it's actually really, really snug and cozy. Like, I feel like I could wear this all day if I wanted to.
That's Jose Ramon Gonzalez Chavez, the 13-year-old guitarrón player we met earlier. He's wearing a maroon suit with gold stitching and chains. Soto gets all the students into their positions and counts them down.
1, 2, 3, go.
Soto beams as he conducts them. The kids stare back at him, focused, concentrating on the music. For The World, I'm Anna Tintakulis, Santa Rosa, California.
And that's it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We'll see you tomorrow.